Mobile.
10-6-C-L-X.
Mike.
Morning.
On a cool, foggy morning up here.
Check on the road.
Tow truck, my tow truck will not be back on the road.
Okay. Done retired it, huh?
Something like that.
All right. We won't bring it up again. Yeah, it is a cool, foggy morning. At least a little dry on the road down here.
You can't see more than about 50 foot in front of your face right now. So, not too bad. And tow truck, I shut it down in May when I had my knee operation. I was up for my 10-year renewal on Matco. Did not want to work with me on the renewal process, so we parted ways.
Man, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
They need to do something with their district manager. He's the main reason. And it didn't do no good to go over his head, because there is Golden Boy, so I wouldn't worry. Time for me to move on.
You can use that tool truck. Mobile service? I don't know.
Lots of things I could do with it, and I've thought about it, but I'm just going to put it up for sale. See if I can't get rid of it. I'll make more money off of it that way.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I turned 62. In November, I don't know. I can just taste the day I go in and say I'm not doing this anymore.
Early retirement, or are you gonna stick it out to 65?
My plan is to stick it out to 65, but we'll see. One day, someone's just gonna say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Got a different aspect on that last couple of years, right?
I don't need to build more of anything. The only thing I'm waiting around for is Medicare.
Position to be in. And that's kind of where I'm not waiting around on that. I'm not old enough to retire yet. My group's got, we got to work till we're 70 to get full retirement. So I doubt I'll ever make it. That's neither here nor there. It's been nice to be able to afford to take off the last couple of months and not have to worry about it.
That's your perspective. 67 is my full retirement, but I'm already poo-pooed that idea. There's no way. I'm not doing that.
Like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to retire as soon as possible, but at least to the point where my attitude has changed on if I go to work or not, and I don't have to worry about it. So that's kind of where I'm at. I can work for a minimum wage job and make it.
That's the guy. He said, where you're at right now, you could go work at Publix if you needed to. I said, thank you.
Not quite there. I need another couple of years, but we'll figure it out.
Well, I never thought I'd get to here either. Well, I figured I would, but, you know, you just never know for sure. But it seems like money grows. Don't touch it. Keep on. Upper management saying that we've got to do an extra 1 point whatever this year. I'm telling them, there's no way. And they said, well, there has to be a way. We need more sales. So then yesterday I've got a customer begging me for an extra 300 fans this year, and the factory says, oh, there's no way we can produce that much. It's like, you know, whatever.
Now that's the corporate mindset. They're just going to pull it out of thin air. But, Mike, where are you at? You're real scratchy this morning.
D5. It's this, I had to switch antennas. My other antenna broke. The whip finally fell off. It got caught in the garage door and got bent 90 degrees and then eventually fell off. So I switched to a crappy dual bander. I'm just putting off buying another one, but I think I just need to buy another antenna.
Yeah, I remember you telling me you had to get out and fold yours over here when you pulled in the garage. So they can only do that so many times, I guess.
Exactly right. And do I want to go back to the Chinese-made crap or go to a good diamond? You know, doubles the price. But probably we'll do is just will mean I'll break a really expensive antenna.
That's a compliment. It's only about 8 inches tall and about a inch and a quarter in diameter. Have you looked at it?
It's a real crappy area. I just put on monitor so I can hear you through the scratch.
Compact antenna.
Oh.
When I get stopped up here, I'll try to send you a link to it.
Hang on, I gotta switch lanes here. DLX. We're having to live in a hotel, which adds 6 miles to the commute, and that 6 miles took me about 15-20 minutes this morning.
Well, it's because why you living in a motel? You having some work done in the house?
Sewer line blocked up. I don't know if I told you the story. Sewer line blocked up. I didn't know it. Wife said the downstairs toilet was blurping. I was gone for the week. Got back on a red eye and just kind of was in a fuzz the whole day. Took a shower that night. That was on a Friday. Took a shower, came downstairs to get something to drink, and I started cursing the dog for peeing on the floor. Well, there was a lot more on the floor than what she could do.
Makes for a bad day. When I was younger, I used to work for my uncle doing plumbing repair and have to go in and take care of it. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
The restoration guys tell me that that's more what most people do. They just call restoration, let someone else clean it up. But we cleaned it up, but, you know, all the insulation's torn out. Everything's been dried out. Floors have all been torn out. And now I'm just waiting for someone to put floors back in. And if it weren't for me just going around everyone, I wouldn't have a date next week. I'm basically putting, I've got some money from the insurance, so I'm okay, but I'm definitely not getting everything I should get, and everyone's just waiting around, and I'm tired of it. No wonder people sue insurance companies.
That's what I ended up having to do to get mine to do anything about the truck wreck. But, Mike, I am getting in here into Hendersonville where I'm going to lose the repeater, so I'm going to jump out. Good to see you this morning, and I'll try to remember to send you a link to that antenna when I get stopped. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Talk to you later. I don't even know if I'm making the repeater anymore. I'll bid you a good day. N6CLX. I'm clear.
6CLX, KR4ACR.
CR and 6CLX.
I was just curious, are you the one that works there off of Bryant Road?
That's me.
Yeah, I think I almost passed you the other day. I was getting off on Bryant Road, and there was a car turned there with an antenna on it, and I thought that might be you.
Yep, that's me.
Talked to you a long time ago. I remember we talked about where you worked. It's the only reason I thought that.
I see a few cars around with antennas on them, but usually when I'm in the car, I am moving forward and not looking.
Well, like like I say, you were talking to somebody else at the time. I don't remember who, but that's what even made me think about it when you where you worked and where I was.
It was either yesterday or the day before. I was talking to Steve, KR4AAE. He's usually around in here.
And that's who it was, yeah. Y'all were talking, and I got off of 85. I was going south, and I had to go straight across Bryant Road to that corporate center down there on the right, and you were turning off of the bridge going down to your job or whatever.
We're down in that corporate center, so I got to get off at Bryant and then make that deadly turn to the left. Never see who's coming. Say a prayer and turn, and then you got to turn back onto the service road and down.
Well, that's where I was going. There's a company in there called Marzoli that I deliver to in the morning.
This standby antenna plane stinks. I don't like it.
I really couldn't see the actual antenna that close, but is it a mag mount or what is it?
Gunk mount, lip mount. I used to have a tri-band on it until the top whip broke off. It did a pretty good job. But since I got to get something new, you got to always get something better.
Actually got a through-the-glass or glass-mount antenna, like they used to put on cell phone antennas, that I bought a long time ago when I first started this. And it surprises me how well it works.
I made one of them back in the 80s or 90s, back in the 90s, and it worked really good on two meters. I like to get swapped between 440 and 2 meters. And then this radio will do 1.25 as well, so I thought I'd get a tri-band. Of course, nobody's ever on that 1.25.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The repeaters that I know of in Spartanburg are not real high, so you don't get a lot of distance, and then I don't hear anybody on them. So.
Not making it anymore. This is N6CLX.
Like I got to jump out. I thought that was you when I heard you the other day. This is KR4ACR N6CLX. I'll be clear.
6CLX clear.